Well, thanks so much for joining us as we continue to pray through the Bible. Acts chapter 20, verses 23 and 24 is our passage today. And now behold, Scripture says, I am going to Jerusalem, constrained by the Spirit. This is Paul speaking, not knowing what will happen to me there, except that the Holy Spirit testifies to me in every city that imprisonment and afflictions await me. But I do not account my life of any value, nor as precious to myself, only I may finish my course and the ministry that I received from the Lord Jesus to testify to the gospel of the grace of God. It was pure art. She ran effortlessly, her legs guided down the track, her arms were pumping in what looked like three-quarter speed, and yet she distanced herself from the rest of the runners. As the 100-meter first-place timer, my eyes were on her. She no doubt was the winner. But then, with about 20 meters to go, she committed the cardinal sin of sprinting. She looked back to check out the other runners behind her. The motion disrupted her stride and caused her to stumble. She fell hard, her body skidding on the track. In great pain, she crawled across the finish line in third place. I will never forget that moment and the lesson God taught me. Stumbling can occur even when you are ahead and even when you're almost finished. It's great to start well. It's important to start well, and it's important to run hard. But you got to finish strong. And that is Paul's desire in this passage. He knows the race will not be easy. His future days include prison and hardship. But he is committed to finish the race and complete the task that Christ has given him. Nothing else matters. So what about you? Are you on target to finish the race and complete the task that God has given you? Are your eyes fixed on Him? Is your focus so intense that nothing else matters? What is the Spirit compelling you to do? Life is too short to be running the wrong race. The race is too important to run without determination and focus. So run hard and finish strong. Couple talking points. Ask God to fix your eyes on Jesus. Ask Him to help you turn from distractions. Ask God for strength to finish strong so that your children and grandchildren are left with a godly legacy. Father, you have given me a great race to run. Help me to look forward, to push ahead, to keep focus. Help me to run hard and finish strong. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.